This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
On the line, I've got the spokesperson for Azapo Youth Limpopo Chapter, Lebogang Mphahlele, just to reflect on this day. Lebogang, good morning. Welcome to Power Talk.
Good day, good day to listeners of Power FM.
Thank you so much for making the time. Lebogang, this day is of remarkable significance to South Africa, to the history of struggle in South Africa, but no doubt it is of greater significance to Azapo, an outfit that has become the custodian of the Black Consciousness Movement and the South African Student Organization.
The June 16 has been and it always will be a Black Consciousness-led struggle of young people across the country to show their disgust against the apartheid of the day.
And given that reality, we often ask, where is Black Consciousness today? Has it retreated to the periphery of our political landscape? If so, how can it be revived to infuse once more, as many of the theorists in the movement used to say, a pride in the Black person?
Yes, the Black consciousness lives in each and every one amongst us. Now the difficulty arises when each and of us wants to now politicize this philosophy. This philosophy has been there and it will always be there. Hence, one doctor once said in an interview that we need huge doses of the Black consciousness so that we can now propel going forward. So now, to answer your question is that the Black consciousness has been there and it lives amongst us. The only way to infuse it or to activate it is that us as Black people of this country need to rally and unite in one banner.
And Lebogang, talking about that one banner, yesterday I had an interesting conversation. I was looking at the lifetimes and political thought of Nkgopotse Tiro with the author of his biography, you know. And one of the things that came with one of my listeners, Steve, called in and asked and said, how do we craft the meaning of or the concept or the definition of Black consciousness today, even saying that, you know, as far back as the 70s, there was contested meaning in Black consciousness, with some people somewhat against the broad definition of who is Black. Is this something that you grapple with as Azapo Youth, and can you enlighten us on those kind of debates that are happening?
Oh, yes. Thank you once more. Yes. Let me start with the term being Black. As Steve Biko clarified, it is that being Black is not a matter of pigmentation. It's not a matter of my skin color. Being Black is the matter of my mental reflection. Being Black is the matter of caring for one another as Black people as going forward. So the debates that are going across the country is that they have deviated from the real understanding and teachings of the Black consciousness, because now people have taken it as saying the Black consciousness is against this and against that and whatever and whatever, and which is not the case. The Black consciousness seeks to change our minds, to make us see a new perspective, to make us see that it is possible for a Black person to prosper, especially as young people.
And given that, idea that young people can prosper, what are the key areas of attack that, as Azapo, you are attending to say this is what needs to happen for the plight of young people to be turned around? I mean, during the open line just this morning, a lot of people frustrated, feeling emotional about the state of youth in our country.
As Azapo, as we have stated long before, and we are going to still state it now, is that we need to create programs for young people. Such programs is that young people must unite first, because now we have scattered around our ideas. Some of them, they don't come to life. So now, when young people become united, like the youth of 1976, they can able to prosper in life. And another matter is that, as Azapo, We always say that youth must be persistent. They must have a sense of clarity of what do they want. And the only way to do that as young people is that we need to read books. Because some of the books, like you have just said, The Parcel of Death by the nephew of Nkopo Tsi Tiro. Yes. It's the nephew, right?
Yes.
So The Parcel of Death opens us about how Nkopo Tsi Tiro carried his life fighting for apartheid. It's such books that us as young people, we need to read so that we can now have a sense of clarity. We can now change our mind for the better.
Mm. And is there work that you are doing to actively conscientize, you know, young people? Because back then, I mean, black, you know, community programs were part and parcel of conscientizing. It was not just abstract ideological thinking, but there were projects in communities. I mean, clinics being run by young people who were espousing this ideology of black consciousness.
Yes, indeed. Back then, it was what black consciousness advocated for. But because we are in this colonial state, if I may say, the new colonial state, is that it's so difficult to run a community project without this phenomenon that has been created by the pseudo black people, who we call our leaders, that if you need to run a community project, you need funds, and which is not the case. And so, for example, across the province, if I may take particular focus in Limpopo, is that we are running community projects. We are helping people to cultivate themselves through the means of agriculture. Once a community owns an agricultural project, it can self-sustain itself, and the rent can also circulate within themselves.
Mm. I'm in conversation with Lebogang Mphahlele, spokesperson Azapo Youth Limpopo chapter. 0861987000 is the line you can dial if you want to be part of this conversation. Lebogang, no doubt people have criticized Azapo for, you know, its lack of visibility. It seems as if you have your wind taken off the sails of the movement. How do you respond to these assertions?
It is true that Azapo has now wind down. Azapo is no longer visible as it were before, because now the struggle has changed. Back then, Azapo was advocating that we know who is the enemy. We knew who is the enemy. Around the country, we knew who is the enemy. Right now, the enemy is now masked in a black face. We don't know the enemy. Hence, the enemy is now psychological. So Azapo now, it needs to change its strategy with its doing through us as young people within the movement to change the strategy that we conscientize people through talks that we have, such as this one, that say Azapo is there, Azapo will always be there. It's just that it needs to reinvent itself for the better, so that young people and all people who are saying Azapo has died in a sense, and it's not dead, it's alive. We're available to assist everyone.
But once you lost your member of parliament, it did seem as though, you know, the movement had lost a bit of traction with the South African populace and the electorate. How are you now? You know, we are faced with local government elections. Are you even thinking of participating in those? There is the problem, Lebogang, that people keep talking about youth apathy, young people not voting enough. What is it that you are doing to reinvigorate the spirit of activism among young people and participation, particularly in the electoral process?
Yes. You see, once in 2014, when we lost our only member of parliament, things took a different turn for Azapo, and members left, members done that and so on. But even now, as I'm chatting to you, is that I'm in a political workshop that is organized by Azapo. So that we're calling it Train a Trainer, so that we train our people that are still in the movement on how to now take the movement to the people. Because this movement is not for us leaders, or is not for them leaders. This movement is for black people. So now we are doing this way to train them, so that when they go to their communities, they can now spread this word of saying, no, we need to do things better. Azapo has been now in the province, or in nationally, has been part of community projects worldwide, countrywide, in fact. Has been part trying to get itself in spaces where black people are found. But as you know, there's a phenomenon that has been created that Azapo is there because it speaks the truth, advocate for the truth, that is there to disrupt, and which is not the case.
Now, Lebogang, you seem to suggest that there are people working against you. Is this the assertion that you are making?
Yes, some of them they are known. Is that I cannot say them, but we are trying to now, because we are not violent. Ours is to now give guidance to people. We are trying to engage them on a platform.
On a platform. 0861-987-000 is the dial where you find us with my guest Lebogang Mphahlele discussing Azapo youth as we go along. I mean, Lebogang, this day, some say, you know, it's being watered down by being called Youth Day. Do you have a view on that?
Yes, I do have, because when you say youth, it somehow, it now gives a certain deal. So now, in my view, not Azapo's view, is that this day, because it was advocated by young people in high school and primary, it must be given to them, not young, because now, even myself, in my late 20s, I'm also a young person, but I've never participated, or someone in my age didn't participate in that struggle. You see now? So it must be given to a certain age of saying, no, it's not Youth Day.
Okay, Lebogang, just hold on. I've got Lorato on the line. Good morning, Lorato.
Good morning, Lukwana, and good morning to your guest. And calling in as an Azapo member.
Yeah.
I have said this over and over, Lukwana, that I think that Azapo as a political party or a political project is a wasted project. And listening to your guest today, it reaffirms my assertion, that they lack imagination, right? With the intellectual capital that Azapo has, they should actually collapse into a think tank that should be coming up with solutions, instead of coming here and saying, we need to come together as the youth, we need this, we need that. You literally need people, as an example, who in the, should they not be looking at policy analysis, looking at the roles of a number of things, and inputting into how things ought to work, instead of just trying to organize small things here and there and not doing anything significant. So I'm so sorry that I have to say this to my tower, but listen, they are literally almost sounding like a broken record, saying absolutely nothing.
Ah, Rato, as a member there, almost kicking your own political party so heavy. Lebogang, how do you respond? I mean, he has certainly raised this even with Nelvis and some platforms. So Azapo must just become a think tank.
There's some truth in what he's saying, but of saying is that we must just disband everything and leave, there's no truth in that. As a tower, if he says it's a tower, is that he will help the movement to go forward with the ideas that it has, not just to call and say Azapo must just die, it's a wasted project. Because now Azapo, it's a collective, it's an organization, different minds coming together to make a living condition for black people or anyone associated. So now, I'm disappointed in him, because it is a tower. You don't do that. But I understand the frustrations that he's in. And I hope that as after this program, we can engage going forward so that we can resolve issues.
Lebogang, thank you so much for making time for us this morning on Power Talk.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.